let leave town blues.
drive through four lanes of strange, and you said magic. And I'm aware that nothing about this situation is tragic. And I would like to get to know me. And I look to you as you're asleep in the passenger seat. And I believe, yes, I believe that I have to go away for a while. And I strive for concepts and change that I'm not sure of. All the things I like the allure of. But I would like to tell you everything. But I know how this works and I don't mind waiting. And I believe, yes I believe that I have to go away for a while. We'll be right back.
you're listening on the Tone of Mikey D. That was Sugar from Naked on Roller Skates. Laylo Moon gave you All Affirming. Taken gave you A Better Tomorrow. And Monkey Knife Fight with Quicksand. They happen to be playing at the Chit Chat Lounge this Friday. Doors are at 8. And what did I play? Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers with Lonely Leaving Town. And I started that all off with Paul Natal and his all-star album. Paul Natal is too happy. I played The Kids Are Gonna Like It. Anyway, without further ado, here is Suz with your concert report.
Oh, hello. I'm Suz, and here's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. Starting things off, tomorrow, Thursday, September 6th, there are three Thursday residencies to check out. For energetic rock and roll, Aaron Shadwell and his full band have a residency tomorrow night at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge. That starts at 10 p.m. Another Thursday residency for reggae, hip-hop, and soul, go to Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville for Crush Factory at 10 o'clock. And then another residency for rock, jam, funk, and blues, the Baker Thomas Band over at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge, and that also starts at 10 p.m. Lady Pills describe their music as sad music that you can dance to, and you can experience that tomorrow night as well at the Lily Pad in Inman Square at 10 p.m. Lady Pills are playing with Littlefoot and Pet Fox. Next up is Friday, September 7th. Lloyd Thayer, who describes himself as an international noise merchant, is performing at noon on Friday at Harvard Common Spaces, hosted by Club Passim at the Science Center Plaza in Harvard Square. Also on Friday, later on in the evening, although it's still a pretty early show, doors open at 6, two 60s R&B legends, Willie Hightower and Thelma Jones, perform live with Eli Paperboy Reed and an all-star band featuring the Natural Wonders. That's at Sonia in Central Square, Cambridge at 6 p.m. And then at 8 p.m., Honkfest fundraiser with the Party Band and Second Line at Aeronaut Brewing Company is happening in Somerville at 8 p.m. And Honk is Somerville's premier festival of activist and community street brass bands from all over the world. It's fast approaching, so you should go to Aeronaut Brewing Company on Friday, September 7th, and help support this amazing festival with an evening of music, dance, beer, friendship, and community. It will be awesome. And then also on Friday night, the Handymen return to the Plow and Stars. This time they are performing as the False Pretenses, a Pretenders Night of Music. That is on Friday at the Plow and Stars, 10 p.m. in Central Square, Cambridge. Next up on Saturday, September 8th, it's back for the 8th annual JP Music Festival over in Jamaica Plain. It starts at 12 p.m., runs until 8 p.m., and a bunch of bands who have a connection to Jamaica Plain will be performing. That list includes the Tom Appleman Band, Mary Amsterberg, Eduardo Betancourt, Bob Branshaw Band, Andy California, Citrus Sphere, the Footlight Club, Hallelujah the Hills, Ray Liriano, The Long Balls, New Aura, No Hugs, The Sheila Divine, and headlining the festival is Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Also performing Sidewalk Driver, Sky Jelly, The Submissions, This is Friendship 2018, The Chandler Travis Philharmonic 3-0, Vogue X, What Time Is It Mr. Fox, and Young Familiar. So again, JP Music Festival on Saturday starts at noon. A little bit later in the evening, you can see Indie Rock over at the Middle East upstairs. Paper Citizen is celebrating their EP release with Whale Tail, Unstraight, and Erica Hansen. For Garage Rock, 60s Pop, and 60s Punk, Muck and the Myers also have an EP release party. And on Saturday, that's happening at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. If you're thinking you'd like to possibly check out something that is described as ocean folk with a blues tide, then you should go to Toad over in Porter Square, Cambridge on Saturday. Gentle Temper is performing there, and it starts at 10 p.m. They are going to be heading out on tour in a couple weeks, so you can see them at Toad first before they leave. Next up is Sunday, September 9th. It is the 20th annual Pet Rock Festival, a benefit for all animals. It's taking place in Grafton, 12 noon to 5 p.m. The event features popular attractions, and we'll also include additions to their offerings, from food to vendors to events to nonprofit participation. And of course, Pet Rock Fest continues to put the spotlight on the animal welfare organizations of New England that work hard to promote kindness to animals. So you should check that out in Grafton on Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. And then later on for an afternoon matinee, it's a Cousin Bobby Bluegrass Atwoods matinee in Cambridge at Atwoods. That's 4 to 6 p.m. So if you'd like to check out some bluegrass, you should go to Atwoods. And then a little bit later in the night at 8 p.m. for soul and rock and roll, Julie Rhodes and the Minx are both at State Park in Kendall Square over in Cambridge, and that starts at 8 p.m. One more for Sunday, September 9th. If you'd like to listen to folk, Oliver Hazard with Hawthorne is also at Atwoods later that night in Cambridge at 10 p.m. Next up, Monday, September 10th. The usual Mondays Don't Have to Suck, which happens at Charlie's Kitchen, is again on Monday the 10th with Laughingstock, Kind Crew, Night Witch, who are in town from Florida, and Limo. So you should check that out. On Tuesday, September 11th, Spotted Tiger is performing at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge. That's at 7:30 p.m. Spotted Tiger is centered around the songwriting of Lawrence Scudder and Eric White. They are sometimes acoustic and always eclectic. You should check them out at Toad on Tuesday, September 11th. And then for a show at the Lizard Lounge on Tuesday, it is Duke Levine's Super Sweet Sounds of the 70s. You can take a stroll down the bong-lined sidewalks of Duke Levine's musical youth. Yes, indeed, that is what the Lizard Lounge website says about this show. Some of his favorite musicians are going to help him travel back to a time when the Lord's Prayer, Strauss, and Charlie Daniels were all on the top 40. They'll do a bunch that you know, some you've never heard, and some you may have wanted to forget. It's all instrumental, and it is going to be all fantastic. So that is at the Lizard Lounge on Tuesday, September 11th. And another show for Tuesday next week for reggae, Ghetto People Band have their usual Tuesday residency at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. It starts at 10, and they play till almost 1 a.m. So you should check that out if you're around Union Square. Then I've got two shows for you for Wednesday, September 12th. Gypsy Jazz and Swing is happening at Bella Luna in Jamaica Plain with Hot Club of Boston, and that starts at 6:30 p.m. Later that night, the Tim Guerin Band is at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge, and that's at 8:30 p.m. That is indeed your Boston Concert Report. I will see you out there.
All right. Thank you, Suze, for the Concert Report. Now, without further ado, here come the Skirts.
Hey, everyone, we're the Skirts.
Yeah, we're not here to break any hearts. We only wanna
All right, that's our theme song for anyone who had any questions about what we do around here. This next one's going out to anyone who likes to leave the party early and often. It's called Irish Goodbye. Something in between, feeling worthless and being worthy. I'm about to flee the scene. If you want, you can come with me. That is not quite what I mean, but in time I think you'll get me. It seems like what we're looking for. This one's going out to anyone who's ever run into someone they're not entirely sure they want to. This one's going out to my mom, actually. It's her favorite song. How about you, Mom? Love you. It's called My Red Pen. One and a two and a this is a song. Shoo-be-doo-wop, 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 shoo-be-doo-wop. Not remarkably, you got sick of me, or you just got real darn busy. But all that I can see is the way you be when you put the I-N-G. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-be-doo-wop. Thanks for listening. We're still the Skirts. We're kicking it off with a theme song, playing some stuff about leaving parties and seeing exes. And up next, we got a song called Good Team that I wrote back when I was about 20 years old. For reference, I'm 28. Anyway, Good Team, kicking it off. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bring on 100.
down a little bit. Got a little cover for you. Ready? All right. Up next, it's a song called Serotonin. It's going out to anyone with, we'll just go with chemical vulnerabilities. And moaning.
day that I die.
Clipping along here through our set. We are still the Skirts. Thank you so much for listening. This next one's about having vices. It's called Balloon. It's a metaphor. What's a metaphor? I don't know. You picked it. I never said I was funny. Hope you're all laughing at home.